Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adav, she responds to Lunish Masar and Beakashom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Bometzio Adav Yutes. There's interesting here, Oro, on the style of the language of the Gemara on Adav Yutes Amun Beis. If you go through the Gemara, it's clear to anybody who's used to learning Gemara that the Gemara is written in a different version, a different nusach. It's not the same normal language of the Gemara. It's a much longer arichus. The Gemara repeats itself a few times and says things in a much longer lashon. What's the pshat in this? How do we understand this? So the Ritva, another Rishonim, point out that this part of the Gemara was written by Rav Yehuda Goyen. It was added to the Gemara by Rav Yehuda Goyen, and the Ritva says Va'arichus halashon merichia chalov. The very long language proves it. The Maariz Chayes and the Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph says that this Masechta, Masechet Bo Metzion, Yesh harbe hoisafois shem Rav Yehuda Goyen. A lot of additions to the Gemara from Rav Yehuda Goyen. And he says, you go through the Masechta, you'll see the Ritva and the Shinim Kubetzes, many, many places there's additions that he added to the Gemara. What pshat that he's adding additions to the Gemara? Just to point out, there is a very long discussion that the researchers had a problem with. When exactly was Chasimas a Gemara? When did the Gemara end? Who ended, who completed the Gemara? If you look at the Sefer Doiris Rishonim of Yehuda Alevi, he has a very, very long arichus on the scene of the Gemara. And one thing he proves is that there was not a specific time where that was the end of the Gemara. You know, even though it says Ravina Ravashi, Sefer Yerol, it doesn't mean that by Ravina Ravashi the Gemara was finished. Ravina Ravashi was the main parts of the Gemara were finished. But then there was additions that came out from later generations that added a little bit to the Gemara, added more. And throughout not only the generation of after Avinu Rav Ashi, but the entire Rabbanon Saburoi. What is the generation called Rabbanon Saburoi? Rabbanon Saburoi are between the Gemara and the Goyinim. What did they do? They came and they edited the Gemara. They took the Gemara, they added some additions, they put some conclusions, and they finished up the main piece that was done by Avinu Rav Ashi, they added to it. My uncle, Rabbi Ari Bergman, researched this extensively and wrote a whole piece on this. And his conclusion is, and this is, there's many riots to it, that like many other works the Chazal have, there is the main part, and then around the main part there's additions to go into it. The same way you have the Mishnah. And around the Mishnah you have the Gemara, to come to explain the Mishnah. The Gemara itself has some different layers to it. There is the main Gemara that starts from the earlier generations, then around it is the later generations, and then there's other additions that came into it, that came to complete the Gemara. So when we speak about Chasimas HaTalmud, the Chasimas HaTalmud goes throughout many generations. This is a very big topic for the researchers, which is not the none of this year, but just to point out that in this Gemara, and B'Metzia Daf Yutes Amud Beis, you see clearly an addition to the Gemara that was not part of the Gemara, and the Rishonim really tell us that was added by Yehuda Goyen. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.